Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And we are a local health department podcast here in Clifton, New Jersey, that also services the township of Little Falls.
We are located 12 miles west of New York City.
And we are so excited that you tuned in today. We are launching a new series called, drumroll please, Health Waves, Voices in Healthcare. This series will take place with some few special guests that all focus on healthcare. And we sit down with really important individuals focusing on such as healthcare access, first aid basics, and much, much more. So please tune in to our series.
Here is part three. Dental health.
Welcome to Clifton Health On Air. I'm your host, Danielle.
And I'm your co-host, Lauren.
And today we have a very special guest with us on Clifton Health On Air. It is Dr. Theodore Constandelis, our dentist for 4 years now at the health department. Welcome.
Thank you so much. My name is Dr. Theodore Constandelis, but everybody knows me as Dr. Teddy.
Yes, Dr. Teddy, thank you so much for being on this podcast.
You're very
Can you
welcome.
Tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I went to school at Georgetown School of Dentistry in Washington, D.C., and I graduated in 1976, and I went right into private practice. And it's been over 45 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
It's a long time, and I enjoy what I do. If I had to do it all over again, I'd still be a dentist. I love what I do.
Well, we're glad to have you here for the last 4 years. Can you just talk about your partnership with the Clifton Health Department?
Yes, what we do is work on underprivileged children that either have never been to a dentist or have been to a dentist once in their life.
Okay.
And we try to stress the importance of oral hygiene.
All right. And we're going to talk about today all about oral hygiene. I'm going to say that again. Sorry. So we're going to talk about today all about oral hygiene. And what is wonderful is that February is National Children's Dental Health Month. Can you tell us a little bit about what Children's Dental Health Month is?
Yes, it is sponsored by the American Dental Association to stress the importance of health care, especially for children, to get them on the road to good health care, which will hopefully save their teeth the rest of their life.
Absolutely. And so how would one person get involved in National Dental Health Month?
Well, you can call the New Jersey Dental Association, and they will provide you with material to start your own, you know, to be Dental Health Month, or the Component Society, which is Passaic County Dental Society.
Ooh.
Which we used to do mm-hmm. is sponsor a program called Give Kids a Smile, where
what was that?
A school. And we would talk about oral care and have the kids draw pictures. And then we would pick the best picture and they would win some sort of a prize, like a toothbrush or something like that.
Wow, that's very interesting. And I know a lot of our health education team here at the health department, we're going to go into schools and we're going to do our oral dental health program. And that is something that we can possibly bring into our program. If children want to draw smiles, that would
Definitely.
Be awesome. So to just talk about general oral health, how can a parent provide oral health to their children at home?
Well, first of all, they have to get the child to brush their teeth
okay.
twice a day.
How important is that?
Very important, especially at night, because you have decreased saliva flow, and whatever you've eaten stays on your teeth and causes bacteria to form an acid, which will erode your teeth, eventually causing tooth loss and tooth decay.
So it's
very,
important.
Very important to brush your teeth.
Okay. That's awesome. How long would a person brush their teeth for?
2 minutes. At least 2 minutes. So it's easy. Okay. You break it down in quadrants. 30 seconds lower right, 30 seconds lower left, 30 seconds upper right, 30 seconds upper left. Done.
Right. It goes by quick.
It goes by really quick. Do not scrub your teeth. You're not doing your teeth any good by doing that. What you're doing is just eroding the gum away from your teeth and making the tissue bleed, which is no good for your teeth.
That's painful, right?
It's painful.
Oy. Oh, goodness. Is there any other tips a parent can do?
Well, first of all, you have to get the child a soft toothbrush.
Okay, yeah, that's very important. Okay?
And you angle it towards the gum and brush in a circular motion. The soft bristles will bend around the teeth and they will clean a lot better than trying to scrub your teeth. You brush all surfaces of the teeth, and you should change your toothbrush every 3 months. When you see the bristles flatten, it's not doing any good.
Mm-hmm.
So change your toothbrush every 3 months, or better yet, an electric toothbrush or a battery-powered toothbrush.
Okay.
Will brush your teeth 10 times better than you can by hand.
Okay. That's important.
Very important.
Yeah.
Second is you have to use a fluoride toothpaste. Any toothpaste with fluoride is fine. It depends on personal preference. Whatever tastes good to you is what you use. Okay? After you brush your teeth, you spit the toothpaste out. Do not rinse your mouth.
Oh.
What happens is the residual fluoride will stay on your teeth and protect them from decay.
Okay.
And for children, we recommend a pea-sized amount of fluoride.
Absolutely,
on the toothbrush.
Yeah.
Not blob the,
not
whole,
the
brush
whole brush
with toothpaste, because they tend to swallow it. Mm. What will happen is it'll incorporate itself in the matrix of a developing tooth, the permanent teeth, and they will come in mottled, which means there'll be lines and, you know, they'll be kind of discolored.
Okay.
Be hard as a rock, but they will be discolored. So that's, you know, number two. Also, do not avoid harmful foods like too much ice cream, candy.
Oh, the good
sticky
foods.
Well, that's what they say. If it's good for you, it's no good for
you. I know, right?
If it tastes good, if it's no good.
If it tastes good, it's no good for you. But you're absolutely right. Healthy eating is definitely
one
tip.
And, you know, as far as adults, smoking. Mm. Try to cut down on your smoking. What smoking does is it heats up the tissue. And it causes the tissue to open, and food and bacteria gets in between the gum and the tooth and causes bone loss.
Wow.
And after that, we have to drink plenty of water to flush out the food that we eat. And, of course, visit your dentist.
Right. So you've been doing this for over 45 years.
Yes.
Is there any really exciting story you can share in your 45 years to our listeners about how important it is to see a dentist?
Well, as the children age, and we see that they don't brush their teeth, and, you know, I don't want to embarrass the children, but I tell them, can I ask you a question? Yeah, okay. You have a girlfriend? Well, no. I guess, you know why? When you talk, do people kind of stand back and shudder away from you? That's the reason.
Oh,
you better brush your teeth, and you better have, you know, good oral hygiene, because people look at you like, oh, man, they don't want to associate with you.
Oh,
so I try to make it funny, not to really, you know, embarrass the child.
Right. That's a good way, for sure. So is oral health and physical health related?
Yes, they are. And mental health.
Yes, that was my next question.
Physical health is that the bad or no oral hygiene will cause eventually tooth decay, which will cause sometimes diabetes, which also can cause, if you don't get your teeth clean, you build up calculus on your teeth. It's a calcium deposit that is on your teeth, but bacteria will be underneath that, causing havoc on your gums and your teeth, create bone loss, which could cause heart problems. Endocarditis, which is an inflammation of the lining of your heart. It could also cause clogged arteries. It could also eventually cause a stroke. Wow. So it's very, very important that you maintain good oral hygiene.
Wow. Yeah. I thought it was just to prevent cavities.
No, it's all related. Oh, wow. Don't forget, your mouth is the first oral that ingests food.
Right.
And, you know, your medications, let's say you have radiation therapy, which cuts down the saliva flow, which will cause bacteria to multiply in your mouth and cause gum loss, cause tooth decay, cause, tooth extractions. So it's very important to maintain your good oral hygiene.
Yeah, it's absolutely important to maintain oral health, and physical health are related. Thank you so much for that. And you touched upon oral health and mental health. Can you describe how important it is?
Well,
that
plus, like I reiterated before, you know, social interaction. If you don't brush your teeth and you have an odor in your mouth, people aren't going to talk to you.
Right.
And, you know, they're going to shy away from you. And also, it's your self-esteem. You know, your teeth are dark, or they're stained, or they're cavities. You know, I've seen people, adults, with their teeth are black. It's decay. And I think, doesn't that hurt? I mean, don't you feel that? What kind of self-esteem do you have if you smile and your teeth are black? So it's your self-esteem. And the more, you know, you...
take care of your oral health.
Don't take care of your heart. The worse it's going to get.
Okay. So just to recap, oral health and mental health are related.
Yes, they are.
Oral health and physical health are related. And there are several tips you can use, a parent can use, in order to help their child with their oral health at the beginning, because that's where it starts.
Yes, it is. And children learn from their parents. If their parents don't have good oral hygiene, chances are the child won't have good oral hygiene. So it starts in the home. The parents have to have good oral hygiene and stress to the children
how important it is.
How important
it
is.
Absolutely. Well, is there any... anything else you would like to say to our listeners?
Yes. I want them to leave with this thought. Be true to your teeth or they'll be false to you.
That's a good one.
That was really good. That was very good. If anyone has any specific questions, Dr. Teddy is here as our dentist. We have dental clinics for school-age children. So... 5 and up or 6 and up?
Actually, I've seen them from 3 or 4 and up.
Oh, so 3 and up. All right.
That's another thing. You should bring your child to the dentist at 3 years old. Not that they should have any cavities, but to get them used to seeing the dental office, seeing the chair, seeing the entrance, seeing the camera or the x-ray machine.
X-ray machine.
You know,
is there a specific age that... So if a child is at, like, they got their first tooth, can they bring them to the dentist at that age, or do you think it's a little bit young?
It's a little too young, okay? And we recommend at least 3 years old.
Okay.
When they have most of their dentition, primary dentition. You try to brush their teeth.
Okay.
If they won't let you, you don't want them to be afraid to go to the dentist. Okay. So you just give them a toothbrush or... You know, tell the parent, you know, I've had parents, they won't let me brush their teeth. With a toothbrush, no. This is what you do. You take a little toothpaste, stick it on your index finger, and brush the teeth that way. At least they're doing something. Okay. This way they see that it's not too bad. The toothpaste tastes pretty good. And they will eventually start brushing the teeth with a toothbrush.
All right. Thank you for that tip. And like I said, we have Dr. Teddy here for our children dental clinics. And we take ages 5 and up, school-age children only. If you have any questions, feel free to call the health department at 973-470-5760. Thank you so much, Dr. Teddy. It was wonderful having
welcome.
You here.
I want to thank my hosts, Lauren and Danielle, for providing me this privilege of talking about dental health.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope to see you back on a podcast one day.
Sure.
Awesome. Well, have a wonderful day, everyone.
Lauren, take us out.
Don't forget to tune into our podcast every other week for a new episode. You may visit our website at www.cliftonnj.org. Follow us on social media. We are on Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Clifton Health. If you have any questions, you can email us at health@cliftonnj.org. And before we leave today, let us ask ourselves, did you make a difference in someone's life today?